Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. It's time for Career 360. And you know what? Many believed businesses would come to a grinding halt with the circuit breaker and that people would not be able to function in this new normal. However, businesses and processes which were near unimaginable without being physically present have not just functioned, but they flourished. We actually don't need to be physically sitting in the same room or office every day from 9 to 5. In fact, many of us have found ways to be much more productive with a little bit more freedom and flexibility. Now, as Singapore reopens, companies are looking for better ways to maintain flexible work arrangement for the sake of business continuity and for employee safety. And we're joined today by Gaurav Joshi, and he is the co-founder of co-working app WorkBuddy and has worked in the flexible workspace and co-working industry for over 12 years. Gaurav, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, you've been in the industry for more than a decade. Tell us a little bit more about the catalyst for starting up WorkBuddy. How was it born?
Wow. Yeah, it does feel like yesterday. I started off in this industry almost 13 years ago, in 2007 to be precise. And I was working for big international flexible workspace operators. And what we were seeing all this while was there was a marked change in the way people work. And I would say this was probably fueled by primarily technology. Mm-hmm. However, there was also demands for more efficiency, a better work-life balance, and the whole rise of the shared economy revolution. And this was visible. If you see, the co-working locations in Singapore grew from almost a handful in 2015 to more than 200 until recently.
Definitely. And you know what? Starting in 2007, I was going to say you're a little bit ahead of your time, because that's when I moved back to Singapore and I remember co-working. It wasn't really a buzzword yet. It's only in the last few years that things have really picked up.
Yes. So flexible working, I would term the whole industry as flexible workspaces, mm-hmm. right? It used to operate under service offices, and now the whole concept has moved towards co-working. So what we saw in 2018, and that's where the idea of WorkBuddy came about, what we saw was while co-working spaces were great and they provided greater flexibility and savings, there were limitations. Members were still having to commute to just one location. Oftentimes they were having to sign long, year-long contracts, mm-hmm. and had very limited choice. What we wanted to do was give professionals a new level of freedom where they can access workspaces all over the city, anytime they need to. And that's how WorkBuddy was born.
So Gaurav, let me ask you this. You know, during the circuit breaker period, businesses made that leap to remote working, which had major implications on office space in Singapore. But what impact has that had on the co-working space market?
Well, these have been tough times, let's mm-hmm. be honest. And for everyone, the co-working industry is no exception. During the circuit breaker, the co-working operators, they did see a fall in occupancy levels and their revenue. However, I do not foresee this to last very long. I expect the demand to grow back in the coming quarter. For now, the most important task at hand for all of us is to support the smaller businesses. Mm-hmm. And you know what? This forms a major percentage of co-working clients. We, all of us in the industry, need to ensure that they stay afloat. And we have to do this while maintaining safety and safe return to work environments for these businesses.
So tell me then, how has your app evolved, or how have you changed your strategy as a result of what's happened with the pandemic?
The pandemic has highlighted the need for greater flexibility in working arrangement. What we saw was that many companies had to downsize their headcount mm-hmm. and office space at a very short notice. It shows that expensive long-term rent contracts are not what companies would need in the post-COVID-19 world. And that's where, in our opinion, companies need affordable, flexible solutions that help them to adapt quickly to unexpected changes. WorkBuddy operates on a monthly rolling membership wherein freelancers, entrepreneurs, enterprises can adjust their membership plan as and when they need to. They have access to a wide range of co-working spaces around the country to cater to their changing needs. So this helps them avoid the problem of paying for unused space, commuting long distances or having to be together in the same location all the time.
I see. So how are you changing up your offerings at all, or, you know, the concept of co-working space? You know, as you mentioned, a lot of businesses are looking at their current rental contracts. How are you tapping into that and changing what you're offering from these current month-on-month rolling contracts? Are you adapting your product at all?
Well, for us, for Work Buddy, we've always been very flexible. We've kept our offering very simple.
Okay.
We've been all about flexibility, freedom, and the ability to choose. So we kept it the same. However, we feel that now is the time to be supportive of smaller businesses.
Yes.
So there are promotions. We are trying to give people the ability to try our products for a week free of cost so that people get the confidence to come back. Obviously, all of these co-working operators have followed all the government guidelines. But then it's all about supporting smaller businesses and getting them back into the workspaces.
So tell me, Gaurav, everything that's happening, what are your future plans for the app? Because obviously this is a huge shift that we're seeing across all industries, and working spaces is one of them. What future plans do you have for Work Buddy going forward? What does 2021 and 2022 or even 2030 look like for you?
Wow. See, we have our short-term goals fixed. We are not in a hurry to go and add more countries or markets. We want to be a category-defining player in Singapore to begin with. And what this whole COVID-19-led restrictions have done is it has just fast-forwarded the future of work. And like you guys said, maybe when we launched in 2018, we were a bit ahead of our times, and there were businesses which said, for my business, I need to be in an office to get things done. However, what the last 3 months have done is proved to everyone that remote working gives you more or less the same results, keeps your employees happy, and your productivity efficiency is increased. So my plans for now are, yes, we have done some work in Hong Kong, and we would want to launch Hong Kong in the next 2 to 3 months. But then we would only go to countries which have growing remote working population of their own. We would go into countries which have a country-based demand rather than rely on a business professional working across country.
And that's interesting, Gaurav, because it's an interesting time in Hong Kong as well, isn't it? To be expanding during this period of time. Do you see what's happening in Hong Kong at the moment as being a catalyst to kind of continue to move things forward in the territory?
Yes, I am very positive about Hong Kong. And the reason being, when things are a little uncertain, people look for resilience, and financial resilience is one of it. And the Work Buddy model provides you that. We are all about the way your business grows. Your workspace should be as flexible as that. Whether you need to upsize, whether you need to downsize, it should not be hard. We are all about no contracts, no rigidity and flexibility. And I think for a time like this, this is the need of the hour.
So Gaurav, just give us a quick overview. Tell us about the spaces that you offer here in Singapore.
So as of now, we have 35 co-working locations which are hand-picked on the platform. It's a very simple model. So you wake up, it's an app in the morning. The app asks you, where do you want to work today? And while you are in an MRT or walking from your home, you just pick an area, select on the location that you want to work in, book it for the day or for the future, go in and do your work. So people who are currently working from home, see, working from home is great and has been around for so long. However, is it sustainable? If it becomes a compulsion and obligation just to stay home and work, it does affect employee morale a bit.
So what we are saying is, yeah, and sometimes you need space, you know, if you've got kids or cats, you need a little bit of quiet time.
And don't even start me on the fridge. That is a constant distraction for someone like me.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And Gaurav, you know what? We've got lots to catch up on, but that's all we've got time for today. But we look forward to catching up with you again post-COVID-19 to find out more about your expansion plans, what's happened, and, you know, how flexible working spaces changed post-crisis.
Thank you so much, Rachel. It has been a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Gaurav Joshi, and he's the co-founder of Work Buddy here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.